Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast, going to be a mixture of clouds and sun for today. We do have a chance for showers and thunderstorms, and we'll have a high of about 81. Temperature-wise in this area, Kenosha 71 right now. It is 72 in Burlington. Milwaukee 74, 72 degrees in Racine. Southeast Wisconsin could be seeing some strong thunderstorms rolling through any time this afternoon or evening. That's according to AccuWeather's Elliot Abrams, who says they're continuing to move in from the west.
We can very well see a thunderstorm with strong gusty winds, torrential rains, and flooding in some neighborhoods. And it's a very strong system. And we're just east of the area that is listed as having the best chance for severe weather. It looks like most of it is going to be in the western part of the state and into northwest Illinois. But nonetheless, there probably will be some thunderstorms. Anytime from about the noon through 9 or 10 o'clock, I think it's most likely at the end of the afternoon or this evening.
Abrams adding that going into the weekend, we'll lose some of that sticky humidity to make conditions a little bit more comfortable. Two Mount Pleasant auto dealership burglaries occurring between about a quarter to 2 this morning and 3:10 a.m. Palmer Chrysler at 8320 Washington Avenue and Racine Toyota next to the interstate on Highway 20 were the targets. At Palmer, the suspect or suspects smashed the glass to a showroom walk-in door to gain entry, then attempted to steal a Jeep Cherokee off the showroom floor by driving it into the glass showroom wall repeatedly but unsuccessfully. The Jeep was abandoned running, jammed up against that wall halfway out of the building. A release indicates the suspects unsuccessfully attempted to steal another vehicle on the showroom floor and then took off. The suspects may still be in the white Ford Escape that was stolen from Picaro Ford in a burglary on July 4th. Meanwhile, at Racine Toyota, the suspects gained entry by smashing the glass at the walk-in door near the service entrance and then drove a car from inside the service department through the overhead garage door and then abandoned that vehicle on the dealership lot. Meanwhile, connected to that Picaro Ford break-in, a 13-year-old boy involved in that vehicle had crashed and burned. He got released from a hospital. Now he's in juvenile detention, waiting for a hearing on a previous burglary count and some other felony charges in Milwaukee County.
Mount Pleasant police were involved in a chase with several stolen vehicles early in the morning on the 4th, but called it off because of safety concerns. They later came across one of the vehicles crashed and on fire in the median of Highway 20 at West Road and the 13-year-old suspect trying to leave the scene. The teen suffered minor injuries in the crash. Officers later determined three vehicles had been stolen from the dealership. Two of them are still missing and no suspects have been identified. The teen who crashed could face multiple charges in Racine County, including burglary, fleeing police, reckless endangerment, and operating a vehicle without owner's consent. Police continue to investigate the break-in at the dealership. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
In Racine County Court, four men facing charges of being party to the crimes of attempted first-degree intentional homicide and aggravated battery referenced two men suffering serious injuries during a weekend altercation. This was near Hagerer and LaSalle Streets. Two men with the injuries, a 22-year-old facial and head injuries, a 30-year-old with knife wounds. One of the suspects allegedly telling police he and the other three men were drinking on his porch. Two victims walked by. They had some words. There was a confrontation, and then the assaults allegedly occurred. 29-year-old Manuel Cruz Lira, 23-year-old Jesus Ortega Luna, 29-year-old Rodrigo Ortega Luna, and 27-year-old Jose Vital Sanchez, all in court. They'll be back in it for appearances next week. No discussion really last night about it. The Kenosha City Council approving an ordinance designed to put some additional requirements on the placement of certain violent sex offenders in the city. The sponsor, Alderman David Bogdala, said the change requires those offenders to have some sort of financial interest in the residence in which they are placed.
They don't sign a lease. They don't pay for it. They're not responsible for the property. So what we're saying is essentially we're not saying that that person couldn't be there. What we're saying is that person has to be responsible to be financially and responsible for the property, and I think most importantly, we have to be notified. So the part of the ordinance requirement is that if in fact there is such an agreement, the city has to be notified in writing.
Although the language in the ordinance doesn't specifically mention sex offenders, Bogdala adds that it is designed to address situations like the one that occurred with Wheatland and a judge placing a Racine County sex offender in a home through an agreement with a third party. And Racine County Executive Jonathan Delagrave will host a meeting this afternoon of all the parties connected to efforts to create a short-term homeless shelter, for which feedback to the current proposed site has thus far not all been positive. The meeting to take place in the first floor conference room at the courthouse. Delagrave, looking to facilitate discussion, maybe get the situation closer toward a resolution. The negative feedback thus far has been referenced a group Segway publicly announcing a building in the 900 block of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Drive as a proposed site, next door to a bar and across the street from Julian Thomas Elementary School. Segway officials back in April had publicly talked about a shelter potentially opening by mid-summer 2016, to which Racine Mayor John Dickert strongly suggested they had spoken prematurely. The Racine Common Council this week backing a pair of committee recommendations on a request to redevelop the former Total 24 convenience store gas station site in the 900 block of Washington Avenue. Public Safety and Licensing recommended denial of the new business owner's request for exceeding the Class A liquor license quota because it's less than 1,000 feet from another business selling alcohol. And the Plan Commission did support the owner's request for a canopy over the gas pumps. The Village of Sturtevant's Community Development Authority backing plans to create another tax incremental district, which if finalized by the end of September, would have a base value retroactive to this past January 1st. Village Administrator Mary Cole said once the new TID map was created to incorporate the Durant Avenue and Wisconsin Street corridors, came the realization that it was in line with the village's comprehensive plan. Now, Greg Johnson with Ehlers Public Finance Advisors went through the different classifications of TID districts and why he said mixed use seems the best.
So part of the process of creating the TID district is putting together what's called a project plan, which is really the document that the Joint Review Board and all the bodies review that includes all the required information identified by statute. So the plan here and the timeline is to really begin the development of that project plan document here during the month of July into early August.
To move on the next TIF district in Sturtevant, a joint review board will be created. Public hearing will be held on August the 23rd. In Burlington, the Common Council updated on that study of the municipal pool and its badly needed renovation, the phase one completed by the hired consultants Ayres Associates. Pool Board President Scott Hoffman talking about fundraising efforts toward operational costs, and they were hoping for a referendum on the November ballot.
Running a pool isn't rocket science. It's based on the weather. The pool board's function, one of their main focuses will be on raising funds for that rainy day so that we always have money to pay for lifeguard salaries, to pay for chemicals. In the future, when things start getting old and needing repair, whether they're heaters or pumps, if the roof has a leak, those are all things that we will be raising money for.
Burlington's administrator, Karina Walters, saying at near 50 years old, the municipal pool does need an upgrade, even though it may look fine on the outside. And last year was a big meeting at Gateway Technical College in Racine, a community gathering on trying to get Racine designated a federal promise zone initiative for a goal of attacking poverty. Well, the application didn't quite make the cut, again, despite having made the list of finalists. Receiving that designation would open the door to funding sources that could go towards such things as improved education, crime reduction, and enhanced economic efforts. The only Midwest community to receive a Promise Zone designation was Evansville, Indiana. WRJN.com, that's our webpage. Our newscasts are in the local news section. At WRJN News, that's for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkle, WRJN News.
Thank you, Tom.